There was a lot of money put into this race, but ultimately Sherry Bustos claimed the seat. She used the opportunity before supporters to acknowledge constituents she met on the campaign trail, including a Freeport worker.
Dot Turner started working at Sensata right out of high school. Sensata happens to be owned by Bain Capital. Dot is now 62 years old. She's worked there for all of these years. Her job is going to be shipped over to China. Dot's job now, which she was going to lose at the end of the year, now she's going to work until January. She's been asked to stay on to January. You know why? They've asked her to help clean up the plant. It's because of Dot Turner that we're here tonight. That's who we need to fight for.
Bustos told supporters she wants to make sure Social Security is not privatized and the rights of seniors are protected.
And we need to make sure that Medicare does not turn into a voucher program where the Medicare guaranteed benefit ends. We need to do that for all the seniors in this room and for the future generation. That's also what I want to make sure that we fight for together.
Bobby Schilling also spoke to supporters, but with a humbled tone of defeat. He says he's proud of his accomplishments in Congress. He says the democratically drawn district did not help his campaign.
Can't beat the redraw. I mean, we were out boots on the ground, definitely outworked the other side. She won fair and square, so we're going to do everything we can to get everything, all the casework over to her. The last time around, we didn't get any of the casework. It all got sent off and gotten rid of. But we're going to finish this off with class. We're going to do it the right way, just exactly the same way my dad would want me to do. So,
Schilling also had some advice for his successor in Congress.
You know, I hope that she'll come a little bit more to the middle of the road, be a uniter.
Bustos says there will be plenty of opportunity to work across the aisle.
We've got two Republicans that border this district. We've got to work together. We've got to work together for what's good for Illinois and what's good for the country. And I have every intention of doing that. And I know that the new Democrats who were elected this evening, I can tell you they will do the same thing.
Bustos is a former city council member and will represent the district, which covers Rockford and Freeport, west over to the Quad Cities and east to Peoria. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.